Well, we're still at the Ajax tournament. Robbie Viscardis, this was a highlight of sorts. 7 penalties throughout the tournament. Boy, you had an ugly on. Now, the one I remember the best was when you were nattering at that Whitby player, and then you skated away. What did he say back to you?
And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be flagged with a runner in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose."
Boy, that's nasty stuff, Robbie. A lot of great performances throughout the tournament. Let's not forget Jake Branscombe's tremendous hat-trick against the Brampton Flyers. You used every trick in the book that game, Jake. Tell me, how did you do it? Well, I certainly believe in those magic hands, Jake. Well, there's another fellow that had a great tournament, too. Andy Self. Scored a few goals, played great defensively. He scored one in the final game. It was a beauty. Here's how it was described.
Coast to coast.
Oh, yeah.
Great goal. Well, I knew Andy was pumped for that game. Boy, that night I talked to him before the game. He was in another zone, it seemed. You played a great game, Andy, but it seems to me, as I recall, you had an awful lot of chances. In fact, we've got the isolated camera on you. Just a second.
Did I miss again? I think I missed again.
I think so. That's all right. Maybe you'll score on this one.
Oh, did I miss again?
I think so. You missed a few, Andy. How did it feel? What were you thinking?
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried.
Just teasing, Andy. Well, it was quite a tournament anyway. Victories over George Bell, Brampton, Whitby, Goulding Park, Whitby again, and then it was into the final against Ajax. But boy, after that last Whitby game, Coach O'Brien gave the boys some instructions, what to do and, well, mostly what not to do. It sounded like this. Well, I guess the boys understood it, because I sure didn't. So we're ready for the final game anyway. Tell me, Farm, how do you feel about these big games?
For every man who has ever coached, these next few hours of suffering and celebration are what make life worth living.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Farm. Well, the gang were pumped for this game. Final game. And we had our number one cheerleader there. Laura Viscardis was getting the fans pumped. Here comes Laura.
Thank you.
big cheer, gang. Laura had the fans jumping that day, and boy, the kids played their hearts out. This was a big game. We even brought out Mr. Burnett for this game. He was on the bench. Oh, I see him over there talking with Tony now. I wonder what Tony's saying to him.
Yeah. What's up, Doc?
Well, the boys played their hearts out. A 3-1 victory and the championship trophy in the Ajax tournament. Goals by Self, O'Brien, and Crowder. Not to mention a couple of penalties and an assist by Rock and Robbie Viscardis. That was quite an accomplishment, since by now we were playing without the services of the Marx Brothers. They were certainly missed. We say goodbye to them. But this gives me an opportunity to introduce another fellow who served a very important fill-in role throughout the year. And for this, I need a volunteer from the audience. Andy Self, you want to help me, please?
For the second verse, I need someone to give me a number between 12 and 14. I'll make a verse.
Try that one, Andy.
13.
Way to go, Andy.
13. And 13. Well, 13, multiply by 1, you still got 13, but wasn't that fun? Now take the same 13, multiply by 2, 26 hours, the train's overdue. Yeah, you got.
Well done, Andy Self.